Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, here we go.
I'm a part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few. My God, reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. Hesitate in the presence of my adversaries. Negotiate at the table of my enemy or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
We will die.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's good to have you here tonight with us. Be a part of the Blog Talk Radio Show. And I welcome. You know, we really are doing a powerful thing here because we're doing the work of Almighty God. And we're building faith. We're learning and growing. We're getting you established in the things of God. So keep on a coming. I don't know what happened last night. I never did figure out what happened. But it'll be all right because we're here tonight. So we welcome you in Jesus' mighty name. Why, that's so low. Here we go live. 2-1. Now, a minute ago, Brother Mike was talking offline about eating ice cream. So I figured I might as well get some and enjoy you guys. So here we go. See how we're doing here. Getting everything live and going. See all showing up. Two of you are here. The Tanvir, Sister Alisa. Okay. Good evening. I brought my ice cream. Did you bring yours? This violates the number one rule of anything to do with live TV or video. Don't eat while you're on the camera. Evening, Brother Tanvir. Wow. Interesting, Jesus. Welcome. Welcome to the back pew. I brought mine with me, Mike. I figured since you guys were going to talk about it, I might as well be ready. There we go. Huh. Let's try it again. Welcome to the back pew. Let's try it again. There it goes, rocking and rolling. I wish I could get that out of there, but I guess it's going to be there. So how's everybody's day? Rebecca Smith, welcome. Brother Tanvir, Sister Nassim, Dan Cottle. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, yeah, I know I'd be in that number. When the saints come marching in. Eating ice cream. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Hey, Ron Dance, Ron and Ramona. Did you have a good time with the grandkids? Got to give people a chance to talk, Mike. You're not supposed to eat when you're on camera, but I mean, if you got a bowl of ice cream, you might as well eat it, wouldn't you think? What's everybody having tonight? I say a whole truckload of ice cream, to Pakistan. Sunday guys are welcome, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Just don't talk with your mouth full. You know, it's a beautiful hot day here. Everybody's having a good day. You know, those of you that's been with us for a while, for being here and being a part of this, it's like there's this great expectation that God, dear bologna and cheese, come on, Dan Cottle. I didn't know Dan was a back row guy. Everybody's going to be eating ice cream in a minute. Mike got it started. He was talking about it about 45 minutes ago, and I kept resisting, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. Thank God for ice cream. But I say, whole truckload of ice cream for you over there, Brother Tanvir. Sister Vimala's here. Sister Vimala, did you get that video I sent you guys of the song, The Blessing, that was recorded in Malaysia? What an amazing job they did in Malaysia. Great, 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 great story. Great. Great job. It was really amazing. Where are we at here? Everybody pause. Gotta get everything set up right. There we go. I was looking around the internet today. I had listened to thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
It worked. Coffee. I was looking around YouTube today. It's when I found the video of the different churches in Malaysia singing the song "The Blessing." And as I counted it up, there's been approximately 75 million views of that song since that church put it out the 1st of March. About 75 million views. And they're all over the whole world. They're all over the whole world. When you go to YouTube and you search up "The Blessing," you'll begin to see all the different nations that have put it out. And they got that virtual chorus on there. And I'm telling you, man, some of them will make your hair stand right on end. One of them today that I watched was from Pittsburgh, I believe, or Philadelphia, one of the two. And wow, was the manifest presence of God on that one. It was amazing. And then the one that was from the Arab nations, Egypt and the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia and all those, I posted it on the Community of Faith page just so people could see it. In that area where they act as if there's not a Christian at all, here are all these believers singing the song, "The Blessing." And that's where the blessing came from. It's in the Middle East, right there on Mount Sinai. God spoke to Moses and gave the blessing. Gave the blessing. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that all over the world, that song is gone. 75 million times that somebody has said, in your coming, in your going, in your weeping and rejoicing, all around you and beside you and within you. That's our God, man. That's the blessing. That's the blessing. That's the blessing. And so I encourage you every day, find somewhere to post that publicly and just keep it going. Just keep 75 million is nowhere near a billion. Now that's a large number, but there's a billion Christians around the world. And if we get a billion Christians all playing the song, "The Blessing," there ain't nothing that nobody can do, because our God is the supreme power, which is tonight's title, "Only God is Supreme." Only God is supreme. And so tonight we welcome you to the Community of Faith. God bless you, every one of you. Amen, Dan, be lifted on high. So after I saw all those other people doing it, I said, well, that means we got to do it. The Community of Faith's got to do it. We got to have Sister Pamela singing in Malaysia. Brother Tanvir and his family singing in Pakistan. We'll get Bill and Susie to sing in Australia. And we'll put out our Community of Faith virtual choir singing "The Blessing." Now, does anybody know how to do that? Come on, come on, come on, come on. I want it to shoot up so high. Amen. Amen. That's great, Elisa. Five churches around my community this afternoon. Mike, amen. But wait, you might say, how is this going to make a difference? Because when you and I do what we can do, God gets involved and makes the difference. Think about the four lepers, man. What did they say? Why do we sit here till we die? That was their statement. And they're like, well, let's get them to do something. Well, they just started walking to see if they'd give them some food. They were hungry. And you look at what happened and begin to move. You might say, I'm not even a good singer. Hey, Katie Carr, welcome. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't have to be a good singer. You just got to have God on the inside of you. And that's it. You know, the other side of that, once you begin to realize God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost is down inside here, it changes everything about who you believe in and who you think you are yourself. All of a sudden, you begin to get a new confidence in you. Some of you have said words of your mouth all your life, I can't sing. Well, guess what you got? You've not been able to sing. But as soon as you start saying, I am filled with the Father, filled with the Son, filled with the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden the whole thing changes. Because now God begins to speak and move and sing for you, and you can do things you never thought you would do at all. And that's God. I never thought I would do what I'm doing right now. Here we are. Here we are, all these days later, still doing the same thing, and we welcome you. Well, Brother Mike, I was letting a few more back pew people show up, but, you know, seems like you got your crew tonight, and it is what it is. Now, you know, this is a BYOB program. Bring your own Bible. Right? And in the back row, it's bring your own spoon. Brother Mike will always have ice cream. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to be studying only our God is supreme. Only our God is supreme. And that's our focus for tonight. And God being my help, I'm going to get all of us to understand our enemy is defeated and he's nothing to us. Now, I know you're going to tell me, but Pastor, you don't know what I faced today. I understand that. I understand what you faced. But our enemy is still nothing. We're the force. He's got to try to recover from who we are in this world every day. And guess what? May he never try to mess with this group again. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, my inner fat kid is going to become my outer fat kid. I've never seen you as a fat kid, Mike. But, you know, Jesus said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. Now, let me say something a little serious here because we're having a good time. I like having a good time. And I want to say one more thing about Alicia's. Keep doing it. Call them up. Call the churches. Text them and say, hey, are you guys doing one of those virtual choirs for the blessing? I want to be a part of it if you do. And I'll tell you what, you might be surprised what you get connected to. I want everybody to keep their ears open about how to do it And then you and I will do it right here. I'm sure we're going to be have to use Zoom or something. But you got to, I don't know how you make everybody hear the same song at the same time and sing the same words without somebody having a serious job of editing and overlapping tracks, because, oh, Jesus, with the lag that goes down these lines, everybody, it must be something everybody knows, because every one of these videos are just about perfect. Every one of them are. And the Community of Faith one's going to be perfect too. Now, ladies, you'll have to put some makeup on. And you can't be in your pajamas. No. We're dressing up for being in God's house together. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let me get a little serious for a minute before we do the Pledge of Allegiance. If anybody comes onto any part of your social sites anywhere and says they're going to give you money or give you anything, if you don't know who they are, do not click on their stuff. Just don't click on it. We've been having some spammers hit our site, and I rebuke you, and I promise you, no, I speak the word of God. You are coming here to destroy the work. And God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Every one of us here are anointed by God, by the Holy Spirit. So you're touching us and you're messing with the flow of this program. I shouldn't even have to say this because you leave us alone. Therefore, your computer quits. Therefore, your life falls apart. That's what you're doing to us. And you're going to reap what you sow. And I declare that every one of you, as Paul said to the demonic spirit that kept messing with him, may you go blind. May you be blind for a season and only be able to hear so somebody can play a message and you find out who Jesus is. But I declare it again right now in Jesus' name. Spam world is done. Your porn world is done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Somebody put your faith in agreement with me and say amen, amen, amen. Now, Sister Leanne and I are watching. Brother Mike's watching. If you don't mind being a moderator, we'll teach you how you can watch. Do not click on their. They don't seem to be putting them in the comments. They seem to be adding them to your comment. Don't answer them. Just leave them alone. Listen, they are the son of perdition. Leave them alone. They're not on there for anything but to destroy. When you click on their link, you click into spam. And you don't want that on your phone or your computer. Just don't click the link. Our team will delete that comment and ban those people. We already know what we're doing. We already got a plan. And we're actually looking for some more of you. If you're sitting at your computer, it's so much easier to do on your computer. I saw Angel was here earlier. If that's something you could help us with, Angel, we would definitely appreciate that. It's a sign. It's a sign. We're doing the right work because the enemy's angry. But guess what? He can be angry all he wants. He can't stop the work of God because we have God Almighty right inside here. And God's going to give me and you the words to say that just say, crispy critter for you. One person said, don't you feel mean doing that? If somebody comes on this church site to spread you spam and steal your money, I do not feel sorry for them. They are there on purpose. If they come to spread pornography, I do not feel sorry for them, and I will not hesitate to speak God's immediate judgment on them. It's a messed up deal. But guess what? We have a big, absolutely beautiful God who's working in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rebecca, there's no specific name. There's just thousands of these people all over the internet. And they just go around making a mess. And if you click on their link, they say they're going to give you money, and then it just puts spam on your phone. So just, thank you, Mike. Thank you, brother. Teresa Dowd, welcome. All right, it's 25 after. I've gone a little longer just because we was eating ice cream and stuff. Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance, moment of silence, and God bless America. As is always the case when we come here, I say to each of you from another nation, I encourage you that while we sing and say these words in our nation, that you sing and say the song of your nation so that you can be honoring those in your nation and honoring your nation and your existence. Because the time is this, you have come to the kingdom in your nation. And I added the verses there to say it. And if you look at what it says, verse 14, for if you altogether hold your peace at this time, then enlargement or answers and victory and deliverance will arise to God's people from another place. But you and your father's house will be destroyed. You have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Stand up, you will. Render your honor by saluting, placing your hand over your heart, and let's make our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence. This moment of silence is in honor of those who've given their last full measure of devotion. It's in honor of those who are wounded in action and in their body, in their spirit, and those who are still missing in action. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds, like the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. It is proper and expected that during a moment of silence, you stand, bow your head, render your honor, and in honor of their selfless service for you and for our great Constitution. This moment of silence begins now. And now, join me in singing, God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home. And now let's pray. Thank you, Father, for the United States of America. Thank you that you are alive and well and working in this great nation right now. Thank you, Lord, that no matter what, no matter what, no matter what people have said, no matter what anybody has ever done, we thank you, Lord, that you are still the Lord and the God of America. Thank you that no matter when down through history, people have been in search of answers, they've come to America. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, that even in this time right now, this nation that's conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal and they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and those of which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thank you, Father. Thank you for every brave man and woman that has defended those rights down through history, no matter what. Thank you that there are many, a million, that have given their life to say, I value the greatness of this nation and the fact that Jesus is Lord here. And they gave their life. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus, that on this day, that their blood cries out and declares, God bless America. Long may this land be bright with freedoms, holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King. As John F. Kennedy said, let every nation beware that we will pay any price, bear any burden, withstand any hardship to ensure that these freedoms go forward in this day. Thank you, Lord, that as hard as we the people have worked to maintain America, you have worked harder than what we did. The grace of God on the inside has gone and moved and changed things. Even though our eye may not have seen it, we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, that all across America tonight and around the world are prayer groups that are praying for their nation so that liberty and justice and answers and the ability to get out and go to work and do. Thank you, Father, that you set this up long before these fools that are running this ever messed it up. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you praise right now today, Jesus, in your mighty name. We thank you, Father. We pray for every valiant warrior, every man, every woman that has served. They're amongst us everywhere we go. Father, we speak over those that are dealing with the stress, the post-traumatic stress of war. Thank you that you told the children of Israel that if they would be faithful to go to war for the right purpose and the right cause, when they come home, there would be no lingering effects of the war in their lives, and we thank you for that now. In the name of Jesus, we speak it. We rebuke this situation of 22 suicides a day. We rebuke it in Jesus' mighty name. You are broken. Your power is broken now, enemy. And we, the people of God, stand and say, our warriors live confidently and blessed by Almighty God. May doors of opportunity swing open for those that are in the most dreadful of circumstances. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And in the words of our great president, Abraham Lincoln, as he stood there that day, dedicating the great Gettysburg Cemetery battlefield, no doubt he stood and saw the lives of men fighting for what they believed in, and yet a nation divided. And we will not be divided, sir. We come underneath this union standard, and we declare, united we stand now in the name of Jesus. The world may never remember this prayer, but it can never forget what these men and women have done for our freedoms. Help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain, and that this nation and every nation around the world with free people will have a new birth of freedom, a new birth of freedom. And this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, we pray this now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Vamala. Brother Tanvir. Those of you in other nations, even though we may not see you, we can tell you're there. We bless you. May God give you the wisdom to stand boldly in your nation, boldly in your nation, and speak his will done. And peace come to your nation, and freedom come to your nation. And I will encourage you with these words, that when Jesus returns, he is going to rule all the nations in peace, and in every one of your lands, there will be peace and freedom, because our Lord and Savior will be reigning there. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, somebody shout amen or something. Amen, amen, amen. I pray that everybody hopes, I declare that everybody listening understands that I love my nation, I love America, but I love you, and I love what you do in your nation. and I love your people. And we declare that liberty and justice comes for everyone. Not just here, but we speak it for you too. In the name of Jesus, I encourage you, find that song, The Blessing, that represents your nation, and share it everywhere you can go, because it declares the blessing of the Lord in your nation every time you share it, if that's legal for you to do. Well, how would I say that? Did you say something? Why? Because it's the blessing of the Lord that we're sharing everywhere we go. What a simple thing. What a very simple thing to do, and see God do mighty works in Jesus' mighty name. I'll be telling you about a tithing program we're about to roll out a little bit later. But right now, let's receive communion together. So, verseteers, if you'll add the verses for me, we'll begin our time of communion tonight in Jesus' mighty name. You know, it's a very interesting form of worship that we have here. We get together, we talk and laugh and eat ice cream. Then we get serious and do the Pledge of Allegiance and honor those. Then we go right into communion, and then we worship together. But you know what? It's what God's given us to do. So speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. You want to say it with me? Speak, Lord. Your son is listening. You want to salute? Say, at your command, sir. In Jesus' mighty name. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28. Therefore, let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged of the Lord. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. For those of you that are new, this is what we do every night. Get you some grape juice and some bread, crackers, Cheez-Its and Gatorade. And join us in communion. This is one of the most powerful forces in the kingdom of God. Because on that last night, Jesus looked at his disciples and said, this, and he held up the cup, is the blood of the new covenant. You know what he was doing? In the matter of hours, Jesus was canceling the necessity of every animal sacrifice. And he was going to bow his head and say, it's finished, and the veil of the temple was going to be rent from the top to the bottom, and anybody walking by could see right into the Holy of Holies, because Jesus paid the price. So we welcome you to be a part. We're going to pray a prayer of examination, which is really the prayer of salvation. But we declare, I need you in my life, in Jesus' name. Let's pray together. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area of my life.
In every area of my life.
And according to John chapter 1.
And according to John chapter 1.
When I receive you, Jesus.
When I receive you, Jesus.
You give me the power.
You give me the power.
To become a child of God.
To become a child of God.
And I receive you now.
And I receive you now.
And I receive that power now.
And I receive that power now.
According to John chapter 3.
According to John chapter 3.
When I believe in you, Jesus.
When I believe in you, Jesus.
You give me eternal life.
You give me eternal life.
And I receive that now.
And I receive that now.
Hallelujah. 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 Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word.
Understand.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And walk a successful Christian life.
And walk a successful Christian life.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen. Well, there it is. 60 seconds of a prayer changes your life forever when you mean it from the depths of your heart. Paul said, examine yourself before you receive the communion so that you receive it in a worthy manner. Well, the only way you can receive it is, Jesus, I receive what you did for me, and that makes you worthy. If you prayed that prayer, you're worthy to receive. Let's bless our elements. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus'
name. I set these elements aside.
Set these elements aside.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's pray over the bread. You were wounded.
You were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement.
The chastisement.
For my peace.
For my
is on you, Lord.
Is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes,
and by your stripes,
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing.
Nothing missing.
Nothing broken.
Nothing broken.
Every joint supplied.
Every joint supplied.
In my body.
In my body.
In this body.
In this body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in the community of faith.
And right here in the community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you were wounded. You were bruised. You took the penalty for us. You stayed at that whipping post and received those stripes so we could be set free. And we are in Jesus' mighty name. Now let's pray over the cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By your blood, Jesus.
By your blood, Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With the Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Is placed in remission.
Placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
And I'm a new creation.
And I am a new creation.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Created in Christ Jesus.
The old things have passed away.
The old things have passed away.
And behold, all things have become new.
Behold, all things have become new.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The plague has to pass over.
The plague has to go.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down in my life.
Is cast down in my life.
And there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are kept white.
My robes are kept white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Let's receive the juice together. Hallelujah. 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 Father, right now in Jesus' name, we speak over Sister Tisha and we declare the healing power of the Holy Spirit burns from the inside out, removing every bit of the infection from her body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ear infection, we bind you and we curse you at your root and command this virus, whatever that's considered, you cease and desist in her body now. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of her, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And we give you glory. And we give you praise that right here, right now, tonight, there is immediate answer and relief in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Well, I want to sing, "What Can Wash Away My Sin?" You ready? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus, nothing can my sin erase, nothing but the blood of Jesus, not of works, it's all of grace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let's sing, I worship you, Almighty God. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none. thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there for a while, we couldn't sing it. We couldn't have a time together without singing. This is how I fight my battle. But I want to sing this blessing because I love this song. This is God. So just sing it with me. May not be perfect, but you and I are perfect in Jesus. And that's what matters. So we probably won't go exactly like the words are in the lyrics, but that's what makes it what we do. But I put them in there if you want to see them. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give.
I hope that you've enjoyed this message today. My prayer for your life and family is that since you're an heir of salvation, the angels hope that you've enjoyed this message today. My prayer for your life and family is that